Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
You just realised your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcastuk. Just go to Indeed.com/podcastuk right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jeremy, Katie and Josh.
Mix 100.
Oh my God, weren't we just here? I feel like we just left.
And well, welcome back.
We're back.
It's
great to see you guys.
Yeah.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh in the morning. Mix 100. No, but seriously, it feels like we just left. My goodness. Mix 100 is your home of the Mix 100 Cash Clock, where we're handing out $10,000 on this radio station right here. All you got to do is listen for those job codes, 10 after every hour, and text them back into the station, and you're in the running for some of that cash money. All the details can be found at mix100.com. What's up, my famous YouTubers?
What up?
What's going on,
you
trendsetter?
Get that thing fired up yet?
It's
fired. Is it running?
It's going.
All right, good. Yeah. You can find us on YouTube if you want to watch what's going on in the studio. Mix 100 Denver. Katie.
Yes.
Last night.
Yeah?
I had a rare moment with my wife.
Oh.
We had approximately 60 minutes together.
Ooh, so you got
bed,
it done.
In bed, too.
Wow.
Both laying there. And I was like, hey. I looked her in the eyes and said, hey, you want to do something? She's like, yeah, I do. So I grabbed my iPad and I turned on Amazon Prime.
Yeah?
And I watched episode one of The Summer I Turned Pretty,
yes,
or whatever the hell
you
it's
did.
Called. Episode one.
Yeah.
Of what's it called?
The Summer I Turned Pretty.
I said it right. The
yes.
Summer I Turned Pretty, episode one.
And you loved
done
it.
Done and done, and I will be moving on to other things
no.
probably.
You're not just enthralled.
I was 10 minutes into it going, oh my God, this
Conrad
is not for me.
And Jer, you want to know?
I was 10 minutes into it and I said, good God, who is watching this? I hope it gets better.
Yeah, no, it does.
What did
okay.
I say yesterday, Katie? He's going to go two episodes and
yeah.
call it good.
Yeah, Josh
we'll see.
Actually
one.
Called it.
We'll
one.
See. Nicole's like, I kind of liked it. And I was
yes.
like, yeah, it's, you know, she was smiling in that first episode when the girl's singing along in the car to the radio, whatever. And I was like, this is chick entertainment all day long.
It is, but there's so many other moving pieces to that show. Again, you're going to fall in love with all the characters. It's not
you will,
just the main
God,
ones.
I hope so.
You'll
it's
fall
not,
in love with
like
them.
Like Steven and yeah. Taylor mm-hmm. and, you know, Adam, the dad. And I just like, there's so many people in that show who you just
all right.
want. You want the, to love them, you know? You
I,
do.
I do want me to love this. Because again, like everybody's watching it. Jimmy Fallon the other night just referenced it as well.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, this is a big deal. But, you know, episode one didn't hook me, but I'll maybe try more harder.
You should. Just try a little harder. I feel like you're going to like it. You're not
God.
Watching it with the kids, though, right? 'Cause there's,
no, it's getting
yeah.
naughty.
Yeah. Well, there's just a lot of like naughty language.
There's
a
some
lot
drug
of,
use in the first
know,
one.
There's no naked bodies. Like, there's none of that.
No.
There's no
well,
nudity.
Then I'm totally out.
But there is a lot of strong language. We'll put it that way.
A lot of F-bombers.
There is. But I just, I almost started watching it again last night. I was like, am I that person? Do I watch a complete three seasons of a TV series?
Yeah, don't
twice?
Waste your life doing that.
Oh, I almost did. And then I found a cooking show with Gordon Ramsay's daughter. And I was like, okay, here we go.
That's right on. Well, we'll see. We'll see if I dive into episode two. I mean, it's nice that they are about, I don't know, like 50 minutes or something. So I can
I'll throw it on
the treadmill in the gym and have everybody look at me like, when is this guy watching?
I love that your wife, the summer
I love that
I
for me.
Pretty. I can't wait for somebody to walk by and see you watching the summer I turn
It's
going
to be some big buff dude and he'll shove me to the ground probably. He's like, dude, what are you doing?
He's like, you haven't turned pretty yet. What are you talking
Watch
about?
Watch Breaking Bad again, jerk. Speaking of holding those devices there in your hand, the new iPhone 17 lands today. Close to 9 out of 10 Americans think that the iPhone is incredibly overpriced now. So the cheapest one's going for about $800, but if you want that Pro Max with the 2 terabytes of storage, it's going to set you back about $2,000.
Jeez.
I know. I was on looking. I was due, what? I was due for an upgrade, actually. I am due for an upgrade. So I went onto my provider's website the other day, and I think I can get one of those for free. They're doing one of those promotions, you know, where I can flip it. And
yeah.
But I got to, like, sign a contract that, you know, if I have any more children, they get my children.
Know,
I got to give blood and everything. But
you know,
I don't
standard.
Know. The standard stuff. I don't know. I'm so underwhelmed with every one of the new updates that come
out. What do you
out.
Have right now? Do you know? Is it the 15?
14.
14? Oh, yeah, I guess.
But it's working fine.
It's not like, it's not like you're going crazy with it, right?
Yeah.
I
mean,
it's just it's fine.
It's not like you can't do stuff with the 14.
$2,000
I do
for
all
a
sorts
phone
of stuff.
Is insane.
Yeah.
Katie, you were telling me about an AI update that came through.
Yeah, well, the update for the new iPhone was just recently. And so it's funny because I have automatic updates turned on my phone, but this one I had to go in and make happen because, as Josh said, it's just so big. It's just such a big, you know, space on your phone that you need to go in there and initiate it. And so Zoe was telling me about it, my daughter, and she said that it's annoying because when someone texts you, AI will automatically formulate a text and it's just there waiting for you to send it. And she said it totally tripped her up because her and I were talking and she looked at it. She's like, what is she? It confused her. And then she figured out what was happening. And she's like, well, I don't like that. Like, that's not even what I would say, you know?
It seems a little concerning as far as privacy goes because it's reading all your texts.
Yeah.
You know, but it's reading everything on your phone
anyway.
Well,
and here's the thing is Zoe and I don't want to say we have our own language, whatever, but we text things a certain way. Like, I love you so much is the acronym, right? L-U-S-M and stuff with the little kissy face and things like that. So we have a certain way that we'll, like, say hi and bye, and this didn't do that. So if she sent me a text and it just said love you instead of L-U-S-M, that would freak me out. I'd start checking her location, like, who's using your phone? You don't say that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, totally.
So that's what I don't like. I don't like that it's just assuming it knows how to talk like us. You don't know me,
well,
homie.
You
like,
can turn it off if you want
right?
to.
Yeah, just turn it off. Yeah.
I know, but it's
Or just
still,
say no when fact, it gives you a suggestion.
The fact that they think this is an update that is going to help people, I think it's...
Have you seen the way people write and spell?
I guess
feel
you're
like
right.
It's pretty good.
You're right, but this specific,
especially baby Nana.
Zoe
can barely dress herself.
Are you serious? Zoe's a very independent, hardworking young lady.
You're
She's
right.
doing great out
She's
there.
She's doing really good.
But no, I don't like that, and I don't know what else the update has done yet. Like, I just did it this morning, so I'm still just figuring out what it is. But I did notice that text thing when I was texting myself something today, and I was like, "That's not how I would text myself." What the heck, phone?
What were you texting yourself?
Oh, just like things about the show. Like, that's how I remind myself to talk about
You're
things
all
as I
be
send myself
funnier
a text.
Today. Is that what you said?
No, I don't say those things.
Be funnier today. Be more witty. You don't do that?
No,
you
I don't
start.
Do that.
You should start.
Is that what you want me
you.
To start?
Burn.
I'm on it, Jer.
I got you good.
Jeez.
Be better today. No more eye rolling at Jeremy. That's what you should have wrote.
Yeah, right.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. Shopify.co.uk/try.